Clara Ann Fowler, or Patti Page as she was best known, scored her first Billboard chart hit in 1947 with the song Confess.
Confess, confess, why don't you confess?
What might seem a simple, forlorn love song with standard jazz backing was actually something of a technical marvel, since both voices you hear actually belong to Page. The doubling or overdubbing of her voice was a new technique at the time, and one put to good use on many of her songs, including her 1950 signature work, The Tennessee Waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to the tenor. Sea walls, when an old friend I happened to see, I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart. From me.
Her biggest hit, which sold over 100 million records, The Tennessee Waltz, was indeed a flip side.
That's Dr. Greg White, director of musical theater at the University of Central Oklahoma. White is the creator of Flipside, the Patti Page story, a musical inspired in part by the divergent sounds found on the record that secured Page's place in musical history.
The A side was a song called Boogie Woogie Santa Claus, which was something that was overproduced. And I really thought in that regard that reflected who I thought Patti was. I really thought that her persona, her onstage persona, was in so many regards a construct of the industry, and really the heart of who she is, which is of course her true self, which is Clara Ann Fowler, was the Tennessee Waltz. So, you know, in that regard, that's where the title came from.
White's Flipside, the Patti Page story, is a unique musical, which, like many of Page's hits, features dueling parts. But before we get too deep into the plot structure of this award-winning portrayal, we should go back a bit to the event that served as the impetus for the project. As White tells it, he and a group of friends were reflecting on a musical they had just seen based on the life of Patsy Cline.
Someone said, you know, I think Patsy Cline had more hits than anyone else. And I said, well, not more than Patti Page. And there was kind of a silence at the table, and someone said, I don't think I know who Patti Page is. And I thought, how could you not know who Patti Page is? And it really planted the seed that perhaps her image, perhaps her voice, perhaps, you know, who she was could be lost. And years later, I started thinking, you know, I should do some sort of tribute show to her.
Now fast forward to 2007. It's the year of Oklahoma's centennial and the culmination of the celebration. Patti Page is among the many Oklahoma celebrities in attendance. White is invited to the party that followed the gala event, where his goal was to pitch his idea to Page.
We went to the after party, and everyone you can think of was there. You know, Reba McEntire was there, and Carrie Underwood was there, and Kelly O'Hara was there. You know, everybody from rock to pop to Broadway was there, and Patti was nowhere to be found. So I thought, well, this is a bust. It's not going to happen. So I was sitting at a table with some friends, and there was an empty chair next to me, and a gentleman walked up and said, is the seat taken? And I said, no, please have a seat. And so, you know, as you do, I turned to him and said, you know, how are you doing? And he introduced himself as Patti Page's manager. So I said, great, I've been looking for you. We struck up a conversation, and within 2 weeks, I was on a plane to Nashville. I found Patti to be so genuine, and so she had such a really a beautiful spirit, and just very loving, but very quiet and very private, maybe even somewhat guarded. So I think the interview process was more of a challenge, perhaps, than I thought it would be. I thought it would just be us sitting and talking and her telling me stories. But it really, I think it became an investigation at this point. I asked her what her greatest regret was, and she sat for a long time, as Patti would, very quiet, but you'd see the wheels turning, and she said, I shouldn't have given up my name. She said, I'm really Clara Ann Fowler. And I realized this is it's almost like two different individuals here. And, you know, then you're trying to just solve basic issues in playwriting and thinking, how am I going to accomplish the overdubbing on stage? And even that, I started thinking maybe there could be, you know, another character that does it. But then I thought, well, it'd be very effective if there were two Patties. And then I thought, you know, these pieces are starting to fit together here.
In April of 2011, White's dream of telling Page's tale on stage was realized with what is in essence two leads, each representing a different side of Patti Page, and each at different stages of her career and life.
At the top of the show, Patti returns to the KTUL radio station, which is, of course, where she got her start, where she became Patti Page. And it's set up at the very beginning of the show that KTUL is celebrating some type of anniversary. And by mistake, Patti is brought to the old KTUL, the place where she either found herself or lost herself.
I'm looking for something.
Help you track your studio down if you like.
Oh, it's very kind of you, thank you.
Well, I'll be back in two shakes. I hope you find what you're looking for.
You know, they say you don't necessarily write a play about someone else. You always just write a play about yourself. And I think in so many regards, that's what all of us struggle with, is that holding on to that true self.
White's depiction of what he saw as Page's inner conflict struck a chord with audiences. And in 2012, Flipside was one of five shows chosen to compete in the National Kennedy Center Festival, where it garnered 18 awards, including Best Actress and Best Musical. This success in turn led to an off-Broadway run before some of the show's most enthusiastic audiences. But according to White, these accolades pale in comparison to the endorsement he received from his subject.
Truly, Patti's endorsement of the piece and her acknowledgement of the piece is the most gratifying. And I think certain things are just meant to be. Certain things happen for a specific reason. The day after we closed the show in New York, Patti passed away.
Dr. Greg White, the creator of Flipside, the Patti Page story, a musical now scheduled for a brief Oklahoma run beginning Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. at Oklahoma City Community College. For KGOU, I'm Jim Johnson.